Hey, it's Monday. Let's go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, August 3rd, the date. Here's all your radio highlights from the morning show in one neat, tidy podcast. We started out by talking tropical storm whatever and Antonio Brown. Somebody was camming for grandpa. A British guy suffered every guy's worst nightmare, and now he's growing an L-boner. Four random facts and thin the herd happened as always on a Monday morning. Song Stories Today featured Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl. Speaking of flavored females, one just got banned at an Irish pub in Spain. We kicked off our jobs initiative today with two phone calls from listeners and paid our respects to Mr. Wilford Brimley. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
There'll be some rain coming in this afternoon. It's all part of that tropical storm. I can't pronounce it. Have you seen the? Have you? Aisha? I'm sorry.
Isaiah.
There's too many vowels. Yeah. It's a name.
It's like a Scrabble rack.
Really, guys. You know, I realize you needed something for an. You could have gone with, you know, Aileen. You could have gone, you know, if you needed a woman's name. You know, what is this?
Isaias, maybe?
Isaias?
It's not. There's an extra something to that. It looks like Isaias, but it's something stupid.
It's Isis.
It's the Isis storm. Right. Anyway, that is rolling in, and supposedly tonight it's going to get really heavy duty.
All right.
It's like tied down the lawn furniture night. All right. Because it's going to be blown up away. It's going to be a tropical storm moving through. A lot of rain tomorrow as well.
It
so
should be great.
Get ready for it. 77 degrees outside right now. A lot to get to this morning. And of course, the sports story this morning that interested me is Antonio Brown has been suspended for 8 games.
Yes.
Now, wasn't it just a few weeks ago that he retired?
Yeah, but the day after he unretired.
Heard of the unretire. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right, brother. Well, yeah, he retired. Obviously, the NFL didn't believe him either. Right? Yeah. And you know, basically, they're suspending. He says, why don't you go out and, you know, investigate all these accusations against me? And obviously the NFL did, which is why he's been suspended for 8 games.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
You know, we're always looking out for the COVIDiots, but every once in a while a story comes along of people doing nice things,
right,
to help other people during the pandemic, especially those who are sheltered inside and lonely.
How old is this person they drove past for their birthday?
Right. Yeah. What's that?
The drive-bys for the birthday.
No. That's not it. I'm not going there. All right. A cam porn site where dudes hire women for sexual video chats as a new program. Free G-rated one-on-one chats between cam girls and lonely senior citizens.
Oh, wow.
All right. All right. The enjoyment rate has gone up, but so has the heart attack rate. So.
You know what didn't go up?
Yep.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DiBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
We've got the job board coming up at 7:40 this morning. Our first two, people looking for work. If you want to be part of the job board, and I have to clarify, this is not for a job at WMGK. This is just the WMGK job board. Whatever type of work you're looking for, white collar, blue collar, whatever it might be, we'll get your name out there. We'll let people know that you're available. We'll put you up on our website, and maybe we can find you some work. Just send an email to jobs@WMGK.com and include your daytime phone number. And a little bit of an explanation of what type of work that you are looking for or are trained for. So that's jobs@WMGK.com. There's a 45-year-old guy in England named Malcolm McDonald. Okay. And back in 2014, he had a terrible blood infection that, to use the medical term, the proper medical term, it affected his taint.
Okay.
It was so bad that his penis fell off.
What?
Yeah. All right. Testes stayed intact, but the penis went away.
It just bypassed.
How does that? It doesn't explain it here.
It withered.
Right. But it withered down and fell off. Right. So. But Malcolm is getting a genitalia reboot. Right? Now, this is back in 2014. Okay. A surgeon started to grow a penis on his forearm.
What?
Okay. Yes, you heard me. All right. Okay. And more than likely,
could it be more discreet? Maybe use my ankle.
On his forearm, and he had to wait a while till it was fully grown before they could attach it. All right. Now, you know, if he's really unlucky, right, it's on his right arm and he's right-handed. Right. But yeah. But I've got audio from him. All right. He's British. Right.
It's the possibilities.
So it's hard to understand what he's saying.
All right.
But you could definitely understand at the very end when the reporter comes in and asks him a question. But basically what has happened to him is because of the pandemic, he hasn't been able to get it reattached. Right. They were supposed to remove it. And then the pandemic hit and nobody wants to touch him or it. Right. While that is going on. But here's Malcolm.
I actually asked my doctor if they could do anything. And he said, yeah, they could. And what I was going to do is basically what was left, just wrap it up like a sausage roll. So I said, well, forget about that procedure. Then I got another letter through saying about another procedure, which was this one here.
I can't do nothing. I can't go down the shops with a T-shirt on. I can't go swimming with the kids. I can't, you know.
Do you have a nickname for it?
Jimmy.
Okay.
Do you have a name for it? And it's Jimmy.
How did he come up with that?
I'm pretty sure that he's lost blood flow to his brain because yeah. He's not really talking at all. He's a it's the British version of Farmer Fran from the Waterboy movie.
Right. That's it. Right. But I just love the reporter going.
Do you have a nickname for it?
Jimmy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came. The girls never came!
Well, it's Monday morning and it's time for your random facts.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, Cindy, get us going.
All right, Lawrence of Arabia is over 220 minutes long and doesn't have a single line of dialogue spoken by a woman.
Same way it is in that country today.
Wow.
So there are there isn't a single woman in that movie. A single woman in that movie. I was just thinking about it. I watched that like last Christmas or something like that. All right, what do you got, Steve?
William Henry Harrison gave a presidential inauguration speech that was 2 hours long. Even though there was bad weather in D.C. at the time, he didn't wear a coat. He wanted to show how tough he was. Well, he got sick and died a month later, 1 month into his term. That's crazy. Okay.
Speaking of...
Yeah, Cindy teed me up nicely for this. The scrolling text that everybody knows at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies was done by printing out the entire thing and having a camera slowly roll right over it.
Wow.
That's wild. That's
cool. Awesome. Movie magic. Like,
they didn't move the text, they moved the camera. Yeah. Lastly this morning, Philadelphia cream cheese. This is going to come as a shock to many people, but Philadelphia cream cheese is named after the town of Philadelphia, New York.
No.
Yes, where cream cheese was originally produced.
Wow.
Right? But they used the Philadelphia name because Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was known for quality. And there you have them, your
random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
1969, when Neil Young's Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere came out. I remember hanging with my friends. This is when I was with my band, Human Rights.
Nice.
Right. And
love
I remember
those guys.
Hanging in my friend's basement, the lights down low, listening to this album, side one, side two. But when Neil Young got to recording Cinnamon Girl on this, he just had an idea in mind out of how he wanted it to sound.
I can remember saying to the guys that Cinnamon Girl should be like the Egyptians going across the desert. So it's these big block chords. You got to visualize the pyramids, big rocks rolling on logs and things across the sand to get the picture, to create the sound, an image of what it was we were playing the soundtrack for, the grandness of it, the sound of it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger
than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just the opening to this. An Irish pub in Spain, has banned the song Sweet Caroline during the pandemic.
Good.
Right. You know, and, well, it makes sense. You know, they took it off the jukebox altogether.
Good.
Because whenever it comes on, everybody starts singing it. And during the pandemic, and then the droplets going everywhere.
Okay. Makes sense.
All right, makes sense. But there's another reason. When you get a bunch of drunk people together singing Sweet Caroline, it never sounds anything like the song.
Sweet Caroline!
Oh, the only thing that made that song worse was when it really took off and they started playing it in Fenway.
Oh, Fenway.
Oh, God.
That's why you hate it.
And then there was the Jimmy Fallon movie.
Oh, yeah. Right? What was, and Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, I actually like that film. It's cute. That's it. Just cute. Yeah.
I wish it was like Independence Day where the alien ship comes down but does to Fenway what it did to the White House.
That would be badass.
It would be pretty badass.
Work on that script.
Anytime you start talking about Boston, all I remember is going up to visit my son, getting off the highway, and there's one of those big green exit signs saying, you know, this way, this that way. And then underneath it's spread, Yankees suck.
Pretty good.
John DiBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is. Plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
We started talking about this a week ago, last Monday, where we wanted to put together a job board for all of the people who are out there looking for work, whether you lost your job or maybe you're just graduating from college and you're looking for a job. And all of the information you have, you can send it to us at jobs@WMGK.com. Let me reiterate that this is not for a job at WMGK. This is to help you find a job. And we've got over a million listeners listening to the show and listening to the station all week. So why not put you out in front of them? And maybe there's somebody out there who's looking for somebody just like you. So if you want in on this, send an email to jobs@WMGK.com, put in your daytime phone number, and give us an idea of what type of work you are looking for and are experienced for. We've got two women this morning, Lindsay Brunel and Tiffany Semenchik, and we will start out with Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am well. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself. From what I understand, you just got a master's degree.
So I did. I actually finished early in February. Specifically, my degree is my master's of science in criminal justice with a concentration in behavior management. So it kind of taps into both the criminal justice and behavioral science field.
Who could hire you? Where are you looking to work?
So basically, I have a very broad range with criminal justice that it can go into, but I want to help people that are dealing with rehabilitation, reentry, or diversion programs within the criminal justice system. So basically transitioning back into society, helping people access. But I'm not opposed to anything like police diversion programs. So kind of programs that are in place for some low-level offenders before they get into the system to try and help them. For example, drug addiction or things like that.
So anybody that's in rehab or retraining or something like that, those are the type of people you could help.
Yeah, people who are in need, who may need access to services or programs to kind of help them get back on their feet, because we expect people to be, you know, law-abiding citizens, but I think we need to do what we can to help them and support them in their time of need.
All right, well, Lindsay Brunel is her name, and we've got all of her information on our webpage. Just go to the JDB Show job page on WMGK.com. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all the help here. Have a great day.
Tiffany Semenchik is our next applicant. Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am well. All right. So from what I understand, you majored in sports entertainment and event management. You're out of work right now. Is this where you want to stay? Or are you broadening your horizons? What else would you want to do? Sell yourself to our audience.
I love the sports entertainment and event management sector. We did get hit a little hard from COVID, so I do not have any problem expanding to other horizons, but I definitely am loving that whole environment and the fast-paced work setting.
Now, where were you working prior to COVID hitting?
I was working at Princeton University in their athletic department. Before Princeton, I actually worked at the Trenton Thunder and as well as the Somerset Patriots, which is a professional baseball team in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
You've got a lot of sports experience behind you. If you were to widen, where else would you like to go? What else do you believe you could do?
So when I was working at Princeton, I did a lot within the business office as well. So I've used a couple of different marketing tools like Constant Contact and Salesforce, which are email databases and tracking systems. So I definitely have some experience on the business edge of it and the marketing side of it, which is nice, but I do know sports are getting hit a little hard.
Being in marketing and event management, you have experience in what could be a number of things. You could be working for anyone's marketing department. You could be working for a nightclub. There's a lot of stuff that you could do. You've got some great credit behind you, so hopefully we're going to be able to find you some work. And thank you so much for using the job board.
Yes, thank you guys for having the job board.
Good luck. Hopefully someone's going to need you and find you on WMGK.com. Now, if you're looking for a job of any kind, get to the WMGK job board or simply send your information to jobs@WMGK.com. Tell us a little bit about yourself and make sure that there's a daytime phone number in there as well. And maybe next week we're looking for a job for you.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
Sometimes they're in one place, sometimes they're somewhere else. In the herd. All right, this might actually be the worst possible way to try to get out of an unhappy marriage. There's a 48-year-old guy named Antonio Burgos from Portland, Oregon, and his wife moved here from El Salvador to be with him. But they've been having trouble, and since back in June, they've been trying to get a divorce. So Antonio came up with a plan B. He contacted an ICE agent, okay, and tried to get him to deport his wife and the daughter that she had from a previous marriage.
Wow.
And he offered to bribe the customs agents $3,000 to get him to do it. Well, the agent turned him in, and Antonio was arrested for bribing a public official. Antonio pleaded guilty last week, and he's facing up to 15 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Antonio, you just should have stayed married. In the
herd. All right, well, gymnastics are a good form of exercise, a horrendous form of escaping from the police.
Okay.
In Orlando, cops got called on a 40-year-old guy named Gianfranco Fernandez who was roadblocking traffic by doing cartwheels in the middle of the road. When the cops came, they tried to arrest him, but he slipped out of their grasp and started doing cartwheels to get himself away from the cops. Well, they caught him. Shocking,
what
I know.
What a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he didn't get away. They're not a good escape move, as I mentioned that. Well, they detained him, arrested him. He's been charged with resisting arrest, battery of a law enforcement officer. In the
herd. Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, I got a guy who may not have a future as a criminal, but definitely has one as a drag queen.
Okay.
A 29-year-old guy named Bryant Farfan in Largo, Florida last month. He dressed as a woman so he could use a stolen credit card to buy a $4,000 French bulldog puppy.
Whoa.
From a pet store. And it worked because he made for a very convincing lady. You would never know it from his regular picture because he doesn't exactly have feminine features. But once he slapped on a black wig and some makeup, he looked kind of like a busted Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll see him later on the website. Anyway, the cops arrested him, and a happy ending. The puppy was found.
Oh, great. In the herd. Lastly this morning, a 51-year-old woman near Detroit named Wendy Nguyen wanted to kill her husband. So she searched online and found a website called rentahitman.com.
Ah, the dark web.
Now, the entire site is just a joke. It claims that they have 18,000 hitmen stationed around the world, and it's headquartered at the Mar-a-Lago Club.
Wow.
Right? Really? And that the company recently had to cut ties with the Illuminati and Jeffrey Epstein.
Seems right? Legit.
These are very, very legit. It also brags about being HIPAA compliant.
Oh, that's good.
Which they say stands for, quote, Hitman Information Privacy and Protection Act of 1964. Somehow, she still fell for it.
Oh, my God.
And filled out a request form detailing how she wanted her ex-husband killed, and then whoever runs the site saw the request come through and called the cops. They set up a sting operation in a parking lot and arrested her when she offered the undercover cop $5,000 for the hit, plus travel expenses. She's facing charges for solicitation to commit murder.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Of course, the sad news that happened over the weekend is America's number one curmudgeon. All right, Wilford Brimley passed away, 85 years old. He's been the curmudgeon in tons of things. And of course, you know, brought us Quaker Oats and tons of Western movies. But do you know that he sings?
I did not know
I've heard remixes of him singing.
No, not a remix. I mean actual singing. There's a group called the Jeff Hamilton Trio.
Okay.
Right? And which is a serious jazz trio. They play the jazz festivals all over the world. Right? And he recorded an album with them. I'm hoping that this is going to work. Yeah, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wilford Brimley and Pick Yourself Up. What a singer.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again.
He's one of those talk singers, you know?
Yeah.
There's really no singing going on there. Kind of capes in key. Of course, the song that means the most to us is the remix.
Here at Liberty Medical, I have something I want you to hear.
It's about diabetes.
Diabetes.
I don't know who put this together, but that's a hell of a lot of editing. This is classic rock. 102.9 MGK. And what's wild is he didn't die from the Beatles.
Nope.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.